Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
What is up? Welcome to episode 164 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. You are listening to the number one podcast for membership site owners. Every single week, we're in your ears delivering proven, practical advice for membership site growth. Today, we're talking about how to deal with negative feedback about your membership. This is something that every membership site owner will have to deal with at some point. The bigger your audience gets, the more members you get in your site, the more chance it is that you'll encounter feedback that is a little bit negative. So what do you do? How do you react? How do you process it? The first thing is to make sure that you don't take it personally. Even if someone is saying the absolute worst things imaginable about you, about your members, about your membership site, quite often their issue is more about them than it is about you and your membership. And that's something you can't control. So don't let it upset you. Don't let it derail you or take you away from focusing on the stuff that matters. It's important to pause. When you get feedback in, whether it's verbal, whether it's a message on Facebook, whether it's an email, pause. Take a moment. Don't react immediately. You're going to want to argue back, to fight your case, especially if you think someone's being inflammatory about your business and about your other members. But it's so important to take a beat. Take as long as you need to let that initial urge to hit back subside. Because not all negative feedback is created equal. Sometimes people will just be dumping on you because they're a negative person and they have nothing better to do. They've got issues, they're unhappy or whatever. Or maybe, you know, they've just had unrealistic expectations. They feel you haven't met those expectations, but that's not your fault. That's not your problem. They were expecting something completely different. So the issue lies with them again and not with you. You can't react emotionally to this stuff. So take a little bit of a moment, take a breather. If you need to step away from your computer for 30 minutes to compose yourself before you then come back and evaluate this feedback, then do so. If you react immediately, then you could very well get drawn into a heated debate, a heated argument going back and forth. And honestly, it's not constructive for anyone. It's not going to help your business. So take that little bit of time, let those emotions subside, and then start to process this feedback. And I think the first thing you really need to do is actually analyze just how negative this feedback is. Is this actually negative feedback, or is it just the way you've chosen to interpret it? One thing you definitely want to make sure of is that you're not focusing on the fly in the ice cream. Okay, that's a saying that I don't think anyone else has ever said, but make sure you're not focusing on the fly in the ice cream. What I mean by that is sometimes, and this is something we've done, you'll receive an email or a message that is full of gushing praise. People just telling you how much they love you, your website, everything you do. But then there's just one tiny, tiny little part of that message that's a little bit negative, that isn't gushing. Maybe it's something about your membership that that person doesn't like or hasn't been using or thinks could be better. And what happens is, and this is probably just human nature, instead of focusing on all of the positive stuff that person's saying, you zero in on that one tiny negative and you obsess over it. So without doubt, the first thing to do when you're getting negative feedback is actually have a little bit of a sanity check for yourself. Is this actually overtly negative feedback, or are you just focusing on the fly in the ice cream? Nobody wants a fly in their ice cream, but the fact there's a fly there doesn't mean that all ice cream is terrible, right? Yeah, that analogy kind of doesn't hold up, but you get what I'm saying with it. Don't zero in on one tiny negative that someone has given you in the midst of all this positive gushing stuff. People do this. We still find ourselves doing it today. It's human nature. Just make sure that you're not misinterpreting or focusing on the wrong thing that someone's given you as feedback. It's also worth trying to put yourselves in the shoes of the person who has provided this feedback. What is it that they're actually concerned about? What are their key issues? move away from any inflammatory language or over-the-top stuff, stuff that is just generally nonsense, and actually try to think like that person. What has caused this? Was there a specific event that triggered this feedback? Why are they reacting this way? Why are they upset? Why are they angry? Why have they taken time out of their day to write a negative message or to say something negative? You're not always going to get to the heart of that. Again, some people are just negative people. Some people's lives are fueled by the joy, the minuscule amount of joy that they get from making other people miserable. But that's not everyone. And it's far too easy to write off someone who is being negative as being one of those just outright negative people when that's not always the case. Try a little bit of empathy here. Put yourselves in their shoes and try to get to the root of what the issue is. You also need to be objective about whether the feedback you're getting is actually negative or whether it's just something that you don't want to hear. Try and evaluate the feedback objectively. Do you agree with anything they've said? Is there any truth behind it? Just because it's unpleasant doesn't mean it's true. Is this person highlighting something that actually, you know you should look into? Has this struck a nerve with you because you know that there's an issue you haven't addressed? It can be really hard to look at this stuff objectively, so perhaps consider getting alternative opinions from friends and peers. Don't just ask people who are essentially your yes men or yes women who will always side with you. Try and get some objective input from people who you know will give it to you straight, who are level-headed. Ask them their thoughts and their assessment of the feedback. What do they think are the main areas of concern that these people are expressing? Do they see any truth behind it? Having alternative viewpoints can help you maintain your objectivity and again can help you determine whether this is negative feedback for the sake of negative feedback or whether you're just annoyed about it because someone is telling you something you know is true and you just don't want to hear it. Really, this is about looking for anything that's constructive. Again, the message might be inflammatory, but actually, that inflammatory stuff may be burying some actual good points. Maybe they've raised some valid stuff. They've just done it in the wrong way. If someone has an inability to communicate effectively, it doesn't render their opinions invalid. So see if there is anything constructive you can find. Is there stuff you can use? Are there ideas buried in the negative stuff? And try to put it in context. First of all, did you actually ask for that feedback? Or is it unsolicited? Quite often, someone who goes out of their way to provide unsolicited feedback, they're probably going to be just generally a little bit more of a critical person. And if you've actually asked for feedback, you've actually gone to your members and said, provide me some feedback, what do you like, what do you not like, then sometimes people see it as their duty or they think what you're asking for is nitpick some stuff, find something critical, something negative that otherwise, you know, they might not really care about. It might not be something they have an opinion on one way or the other. They might not in any other circumstance provide anything even close to negative feedback. But if you've essentially asked them for a critique, then they may be more likely to be critical. And criticism is quite often taken negatively. So the context in which this feedback is received is important. Also, are they members? Or are they not members? Are they active members or are they cancelled members? Are they new members or are they long-term members? This sort of stuff is really important for the context of how you actually parse and process this feedback. That situation in which the feedback is given is very telling. You know, someone who's requesting a refund and saying bad things about your site. I want my money back. Your website sucks. It didn't meet my expectations and all of that. Quite often, those guys are more likely to be saying negative things because they expect you to be hostile to the idea of giving them their money back. And so they feel they need to make their argument in advance because they're anticipating you coming back and saying, well, no, you can't have your money back. So context is really, really important. So you see why I've said it's important to not just react instantly. You don't want to spend days and days obsessing over every piece of feedback, but you can do a little bit of a gut check, a little bit of a reality check, using the sort of things we're talking about here, putting yourselves in the shoes of the person providing the feedback, really assessing your own interpretation of that feedback to ensure that you're actually receiving it and processing it in the right way, and whether the stuff is negative or whether it's just something you don't want to hear, or maybe it's a tiny, tiny little nitpick that someone's given you because you've essentially asked them for it. Context and actually understanding the factors involved in that feedback being given to you is really, really important for framing it in a way that then better decides how you're then going to handle it. You should be thinking about other feedback you've had as well. If 1,000 people are telling you something is amazing and one person's telling you it sucks, it's more likely that that person is in the minority as opposed to there actually being a problem or an issue that you need to deal with. Now, this doesn't mean you should be oblivious to anything even remotely critical or that you should only ever listen to the positive stuff. But if you've had nothing but positive feedback from everyone else about your membership, then you definitely need to take that into account and apply that context when trying to determine whether someone is highlighting an actual problem or whether they're just being a little bit of an ass. So you need to flesh out that bigger picture, that full picture, when this sort of feedback comes in. And it's essentially about figuring out, is this legit feedback? Is this feedback that is well intended, that is actually useful, that isn't just somebody dumping on you to make themselves feel better? If that's the case, if this is legit feedback, you should try to respond positively. Take a little bit of time out to reply in a positive manner. Thank this person for sharing their thoughts. Let them know that you agree or disagree. You can say, I fully agree with what you've said, or I appreciate your feedback. I don't necessarily agree with your opinion on this. However, I truly appreciate you taking the time to let me know your thoughts, and it's something I'll keep in mind. If they've highlighted something that you plan to work on or that you're currently trying to address, let them know this. And if you want to engage in further discussion, suggest it. If you actually think it would be a useful exercise to perhaps get on the phone with this person for 10, 15 minutes and talk this through a little more, or perhaps give them a little bit of background info on why a decision was made, if you think that's going to be constructive and beneficial, suggest that you do this. Actually, this is going to disarm them a little bit because, you know, people aren't necessarily accustomed to negative feedback being responded to in a positive manner. So if you can find something constructive to take from this, and if it's well worth engaging in this discussion a little further, especially if these guys are actually giving you good ideas, or they've thought of something you hadn't thought about, or they've raised something that you didn't realize was a problem, but actually, having given a little bit of thought and a little bit of time, you figured out, you know what, they're actually right, then certainly consider engaging further. But it's absolutely fine to not do that. It's fine to just state your stance clearly and close the books on it too. If they respond or they kick back, if you say, thanks for your feedback, I disagree on this, however, appreciate you taking the time to let me know. If they come back and say, well, actually, no, I disagree with you disagreeing, feel free to delete it. You know, if you close the books on it, that's it, especially if it was unsolicited feedback. You don't need to get into a back and forth. You don't need to debate this. Respond positively, but respond firmly and concisely. If you want to close the books on it, close the books on it. Now, of course, this is if it's legitimate feedback. But if you know that the feedback is unreasonable, it's unfair, it's in the extreme minority, this person is just dumping on you because they're a negative person, you've gone through all the sanity checks that we've just talked about, then why waste any more time or brain space on it? It's totally fine to ignore this stuff. Hit delete, wipe it from your brain, and just get on with your life. If someone is just dumping on you and being overly critical and negative, as we said at the beginning, usually the issue is more about them and their life than it is about you. It's okay to ignore this stuff, especially if it's unsolicited feedback. If you didn't ask for that feedback, you don't need to receive it. People have the right to say negative things, but they don't have the right to make you pay attention to them. So if you know that this feedback is just negativity for the sake of negativity, rise above and move on. So I do hope that this has given you a little bit of food for thought. It's given you some stuff to think about the next time you get a bit of negative feedback. Hopefully, you never need to use any of this stuff. Hopefully, the feedback you get is nothing but glowing and positive. But when that one little negative email comes in, or that little negative comment in your Facebook group or your forum gets posted, again, just make sure, take a little time, don't take it personally. Really parse and assess whether this is negative or whether it's just something you don't like or you disagree with. Give yourself a little bit of space, a little bit of breathing room instead of just hitting reply right away and getting yourself sucked into an argument that isn't going to be any good for anyone. Okay, so hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. I hope it's been useful. As always, I'd love to know your thoughts, positive and negative, but hopefully mostly positive, right? Hit me up on Twitter. I am at Membership Guys, or if you're part of our free Facebook group at talkmemberships.com, let me know in there what you thought about this episode. If you've had a situation where you've had a piece of negative feedback and you've been able to use that constructively, or you've turned that around, or maybe you've had someone who was real negative, who was essentially trolling you, let me know how you dealt with that. Let me know your thoughts and how you handle negativity within your membership. Head on over to our free Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, just search for Membership Mastermind. You will find our group. Get in there. Let me know your thoughts on this topic. I'd love to hear from you guys. That's it from me for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Hopefully, I've made it worth your while. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Guys podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The Membersite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membersite Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the Membersite Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.